USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A complete overhaul of our immigration system.
No matter where in the world you are born, no matter who your relatives are, if you want to become an American citizen, it will be clear exactly what standard we ask you to achieve. It will be made crystal clear.
At the White House, President Trump outlines his new plan.
We will replace the existing green card categories with a new visa, the Build America visa, which is what we all want to hear.
In other news, Vice President Mike Pence speaking at a manufacturing plant in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, talking about the new tax law.
This president signed the largest tax cut and tax reform in American history, and American manufacturing is roaring.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke, capital letters. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. New York City hates him, exclamation point.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that. I would be very surprised to see him in there for a long period, but it's just not going to happen. If you like high taxes and if you like crime, you can vote for him. But most people aren't into that. So I wish him luck, but really it'd be better off if you got back to New York City and did your job for the little time you have left. Good luck. Do well.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
First time unemployment claims down. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that around 212,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 16,000 fewer than the week before. The experts were expecting to see a higher number, around 220,000 workers filing initial jobless claims last week.
The Trump administration working on coming up with a way to help farmers that have been hit hard by recent tariffs. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The Trump administration could make as much as $20 billion available to farmers in a second round of assistance designed to help offset losses from China's latest retaliatory tariffs. Patty Edelberg with the National Farmers Union tells Fox News.
It's been insane. A lot more bankruptcies going on, a lot more farmer suicides. These things are highlighting many of the news stories in our local news, but we have more commodities, more grains sitting on the ground right now because we lost huge export markets.
In terms of timing, the details are all still being worked out regarding when that assistance would become available.
The NTSB estimates it will be several days before investigators can determine the cause of a deadly collision of two float planes in Alaska. USA Radio's John Clemens reports six people killed.
One of the sightseeing planes was traveling southwest inbound to Ketchikan at 149 miles an hour. With the other traveling at 125 miles per hour, also inbound to Ketchikan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.